It's a Thursday afternoon. This is the closing market report. On the phone line to take a look at the cash grain market, Matt Bennett from TGM out of Windsor, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Matt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Farmers much concerned about the marketplace at this time or just waiting it out?
Well, you know, it's been a nice little ride here recently, several days in a row up market for the corn. I think they were wondering what was wrong, actually, you know, because we've just had a pretty rough ride here lately. Today they came in, saw a little bit of red, but it wasn't real drastic, so I don't think anybody's too awfully concerned. I think, actually, they've been a little inspired by the recent rally.
Inspired, but inspired enough to make new sales for both or either old or new crop?
Of course not, Todd.
Naturally.
You know, we get back up over 14, 14 and a half, and then we're talking 15. But, you know, a lot of guys are sitting on small percentages, you know. There's not a lot of huge percentages on several of the guys we're dealing with. So on their gambling bushels, I think they, you know, prefer to let it ride a little bit.
Yeah, on gambling bushels, okay to ride it right through the late June time frame? Will that be when we get a big uptick maybe?
Well, it'll be interesting. In my opinion, you know, I've been saying to several guys, you know, for instance, on corn, if we would get to $8 cash, I could see as much of that being basis as futures from here on forward.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there will be a really big basis push, especially regionally. And I think with beans, the same thing could be said because we're going to be awfully tight on both.
And as you look forward, which one is likely to be the most tight and for what reason?
Well, I think relatively speaking, the tightest thing we're going to be looking at really is just quality corn. I think there's going to be some areas that are going to have a hard time finding it. There's going to be some areas that are going to have a lot of corn available, but maybe it's not going to quite be the bushels that they want. And so, you know, I think that basis on quality corn, you know, could end up a buck or, you know, even $2 over the board.
Hey, how do you define quality corn at this point? Is that 200?
I'm going to say anything under the lower margins, you know, so it could go anywhere. So anything under 20, I think that's going to be hard to find bushels like that. They'll be few and far between.
Under 20 might be really hard to find,
yes.
I would suppose.
They're out there, but I think they're going to be scarce.
And your bids?
Cash corn, 730, fall at 561. Cash beans, 1445, and fall, 1255.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
That is Matt Bennett. He's with TGM in Windsor, Illinois. He joins us on the closing market report. Back in 2 minutes with the Ag Weather Forecast.